Good morning, and welcome to the Wednesday, March 25th edition of Southern Champaign County Today. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and today's date is Thursday, March 26th, 2026. Let's start this week's newspaper going right to community news and notes, starting with the Tolono Public Library. And they say, March came in like a lion at the Tolono Public Library, and we aren't slowing down anytime soon. In preparation for April, National Poetry Month, we will be hosting a poetry slam workshop at the library on Thursday, March 26th from 5:30 to 7 p.m. At the workshop, aspiring poets will learn exactly what slam poetry is. They'll be able to watch some examples and have an opportunity to work on their own poetry pieces. They can then choose to perform these pieces at our poetry slam competition on April 18th, where all performers will receive a free drink from Travelin' Tom's coffee truck, which will be present the day of the event, and have an opportunity to win their own JBL speaker. Saturday, March 28th is the long-awaited groundbreaking for our community garden. Starting at 11 a.m. behind the library, all volunteers are welcome to help till up the area we will be using for the plants and help us lay the beautiful bricks you've decorated for the pathway. The garden is for the whole community. Everyone is welcome to be involved and then come enjoy it. All month long, you've been voting for the book you want to win our March Book Madness competition. Well, the results will be in this week, and we will reveal the winner at a party next Monday, March 30th, from 4:30 to 5:30 p.m. Madeline Wilson of Madeline Wilson Photography will be joining us on Tuesday evening, March 31st, from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. to share some photography basics so that you can learn to make the most of the photos that you take on your own. Space is limited for this event, so be sure to register on our website or by calling the Tolono Public Library. Finally, our Senior Coffee Talk series continues on Wednesday, April 1st at 9 a.m. All seniors in the area are welcome to come and join in with coffee, snacks, and fellowship. Our speaker this month will be none other than our very own resident artist, Megan Rice, who will lead the seniors in creating their own watercolor masterpieces using coffee as the medium. Do you want to be the first to know about and register for all our upcoming events? Be sure to sign up for our Programs Plus e-newsletter on our Philo Public Library website. Next up, we have the Rocket Rundown by our writer, Olivia Withraft. Since last week was spring break, sports were relatively slow. The only varsity event that happened was softball team's annual Tennessee trip. The girls' softball team took a trip down to Memphis, Tennessee, and toured Graceland before their tournament in Paris. During this tour, they visited Elvis's house, where the team saw a variety of his possessions and learned more about his life. They also went to the motel at which Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated. The girls then went on to play two games on Friday. Their first game was against Henry County, where they lost 2-5. The second game was played at 7 p.m. that same night against Dyer County. The team lost that game 5-12. On Saturday, the girls' softball team played another two games with similar results. They lost their first game against Brewston 3-10, and their second one against Stewart County 1-3. They'll play three games this upcoming week. On Tuesday, both junior varsity and varsity will play Mahomet, and then on Wednesday, varsity will play Westville, and finally on Friday, both teams will play Normal University High. Girls track and field have the Clinton indoor meet coming up on Monday. Then next Saturday, both boys and girls will compete in the top times meet. To enter this meet, you must qualify in the top 12 to 24 spots in your recent events by division. Unity has a plethora of qualifiers for this incredibly large meet, with teams coming from all over the state, so be prepared for many results next week. Baseball season has officially started. Funny thing about sports this year at Unity, basketball had to be pushed because of football's postseason, and now baseball has to be pushed back because of basketball's postseason. Obviously, not a thing that Unity should complain about. But it does put coaches in difficult positions for preseason training. Baseball played Oakwood on Monday and Westville on Tuesday. They'll play Clinton on Wednesday, Tri-Valley on Thursday, and Illinois Valley Conference on Saturday. Good luck to all the Rockets in this exciting spring sports season. Next up, we have the current news from the Philo Library, and they start by offering congratulations to the Unity Boys basketball team for their placement in the Class 2A state tournament. You did great. We at the Philo Library have been enjoying the spring-like weather this weekend, getting the garden ready to be planted once the weather settles down a bit. Even though the calendar is now officially into spring, we'll take advantage of the good days and wait until the cold days are in the rearview mirror before putting in tender vegetation. We do have some new adult fiction on our shelves. They include J.D. Robb's Framed in Death, where Eve Dallas returns for yet another adventure. For those of you who try to read all her novels, there will be another one of this series released later this year, and we've ordered this new one in advance. Other books added to the new collection include Lucy Scores' Mistakes Were Made and Nora Roberts' Final Target, which are joining the rest of the new books collection. A new DVD, Blue Moon, is the story of Lawrence Hart. He was the famed lyricist who worked with Richard Rodgers and produced hit Broadway stage musicals. But the partnership has been dissolved, and Hart is facing a lack of self-confidence. It's a good book, DVD. That's our news from the Philo Library for this week, and as always, thanks for reading. Now let's take a look up at the night sky with David Leakey, retired director of the Starkle Planetarium at Parkland College. And he's telling us in this column that we're shifting to spring stargazing now, as April is upon us already. We begin the transition from our winter stars to those of spring. Winter's trademark constellations, Orion, Taurus, and Canis Major, can still be seen in the southwest after sunset. The familiar Big Dipper is at its highest point in our sky, not far from straight up in spring months. Beneath it, over halfway up in the south, is the backwards question mark-shaped constellation of Leo, our celestial lion. Sunday evening, a waxing gibbous moon will be situated just to the left of Leo's heart, the star Regulus. Regulus is the 21st brightest star in the sky and 79 light years away from us. Its Latin name means the little king. True, the constellation's shape doesn't resemble a lion, but it really didn't need to. Long, long ago, the sun used to be in this spot in the sky during the summer solstice, or its highest point in the sky, and ancient star watchers wanted to mark this spot with a regal name. Why not the king of the beasts? And then they had to make the stars fit their predictions. Next up, we have the Sydney Scoop, brought to us by Anne Roten. And she begins, the Countryside United Methodist Church at 1807 County Road 1000 North, Urbana, between Sydney and Philo, is hosting its annual flea market fundraiser. The church will be hosting a clothing and linen sale ahead of the flea market on Friday, March 27th from 5 to 7 p.m. in the Fellowship Hall. The flea market will follow on Saturday, March 28th from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Shoppers at this year's flea market will find kitchen and glassware, books and puzzles, clothing and linens, household goods, and more to choose from, and they'll be able to enjoy delicious bake sale treats as well. 90% of the proceeds from this year's event stay with the church, and 10% of the proceeds go to Unity East Elementary School. You can call the church office at 217-688-2422 and speak with Pastor Jeff Stahl or other church representatives, or reach out to the event organizer, Karen Chumbly, at 217-493-1570 for more information. And be sure to bring your Easter baskets and hunt for goodies and visit with the Easter Bunny at the 9 a.m. Saturday, March 28th, Sydney Improvement Group Easter Egg Hunt at Witt Park. The event will move to the Sydney Community Library in the event of rain. The Sydney Spring Dumpster Day is scheduled to take place on Saturday, April 11th from 7 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Witt Park. There are some items prohibited from the dumpster event. They include tires, yard waste, paints, oils, chemicals, batteries, or electronics of any kind, including televisions, computers, monitors, microwaves, and more. You must be a Sydney resident to participate, and the village will also be verifying that you are a Sydney resident, so please be prepared with an ID if they don't already know you. The Sydney Lions Club will host their 67th annual Donations Accepted Fish Fry on Saturday, May 2nd from 4 to 7 p.m. at the Sydney Community Building. Alaskan pollock with all the trimmings, pork and beans, coleslaw, potato salad, dessert, and more are on the menu. Proceeds from the fish fry go toward the Sydney Lions Club college scholarships and their eyeglasses program. The Sydney Lions Club will also be giving the community an opportunity to purchase the Lions Club 2026 Christmas Cash and New Year's Dash raffle tickets at the Fish Fry. Tickets are $10 each and can be purchased at the Fish Fry from Lions Club President Bill Hench or from any Sydney Lions Club member. The inaugural Sydney Spring Fling event, brought to you by the Goose and the Gander and the Sydney Improvement Group, will take place on South David Street in downtown Sydney on Saturday, May 9th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. The event will take place the day before Mother's Day, so vendors will focus on gifts for mom and more. Anyone interested in being a vendor can visit the Goose and the Gander website at www.tgandtg.com for more information and for a vendor contract form. Or you can reach out to Brett Franzen at the Goose and the Gander by phone 217-530-5696 or by email at tgandtgllc@gmail.com. Our correspondent wishes everyone a wonderful week and encourage you to send in your notices about upcoming events in Sydney. Next up, we have news from the local Prairie Rivers Network concerning a new data center in Champaign County. After discussion and vigorous public comment at tonight's public hearing, the Champaign County Board's Zoning Board of Appeals voted to enact a proposed 12-month moratorium on the development of big data centers within the borders of Champaign County. There are two more steps before the moratorium can go into effect. It will go back to the Champaign County Board Environmental Land Use Committee as soon as April 9th. and will then be voted on by the full Champaign County Board as soon as April 22nd. In response, the Prairie Rivers Network offered the following statement. The Prairie Rivers Network applauds the decision by the Champaign County Zoning Board of Appeals to enact and forward the proposed 12-month moratorium on data center development in Champaign County to the Environmental Land Use Committee. This moratorium, if voted into effect, will enable the board to do the necessary research and planning to create a thoughtful, robust ordinance that will hold data center developers accountable to the communities they would most certainly impact within Champaign County. The development of big data centers across the entire state of Illinois is occurring at a breakneck pace, often without input from the communities supplying those facilities with water and power. Illinoisans deserve much better, and we are confident that the Champaign County Board will continue to make good decisions on behalf of its constituents. At the Prairie Rivers Network, we protect water, heal land, and inspire change. Using the creative power of science, law, and collective action, we protect and restore our rivers, return healthy soils and diverse wildlife to our lands, and transforms how we care for the earth and for each other. The Prairie Rivers Network is the Illinois affiliate of the National Wildlife Federation. Next up, we have coverage from our correspondent Ann Roten about the Sydney American Legion Post 433 recent meeting on Monday, March 16th at the Post home in Sydney. Post Adjutant Bill McLean reported that the Post currently has 48 members. It was also reported that Operation Honor Guard will take place on Wednesday, May 6th, instead of the original date of Wednesday, May 13th, and that Post 433 will likely be stationed in Mahomet at the Sunset Funeral Home for their participating location, but they have also not been contacted yet, as yet formally. It was also reported that the Sydney American Legion Post will participate with WDWS, WHMS, WKIO, The Rooster, and the News Gazette, and the Champaign County American Legion Post's Poppy Distribution Day Drive. Though taking place on Thursday, May 21st from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. in the CIMG parking lot located at 2101 Fox Drive in Champaign. The individual post distribution time slots will not be known until after Wednesday, April 15th. And David Dillman has committed to recording the Post 433 promo. Bill McLean reported that he had spoken with the property owners at the land that the Sydney American Legion had hoped could be split up in order for part of it to be used for the Sydney Veterans Memorial. He reported that the property owners had decided that they wanted to keep the property as it is and not split it up. So for the American Legion Veterans Memorial, it's back to the drawing board to locate the memorial, possibly on the east side of the Sydney Community Building, which was the original location when the memorial was first discussed. McLean also reported that that Sydney did not have anything planned in terms of the digging up of the 50-year-old time capsule, and he had asked if the Legion could plan an event to have when it is dug up and go through the items buried inside it with the village's help with equipment to dig it up. McLean went on to say that he had told the board that the Legion would like to go through the items contained in the Times capsule at the Sydney Community Building later in the day on Independence Day, July 4th, after the capsule was dug up. He reported that he will have a display set up in the post meeting room and that he and his wife Susan will be dressed up for the day as George and Martha Washington. McLean went on to report that Sydney President John Finn had responded that it was fine for the Legion to dig up the time capsule and that the village could provide equipment to dig it up. But some of the trustees and President Finn thought that the digging up of the time capsule and the program of going through the items buried in it should take place in the same location at which it was buried, which is the Sydney American Legion Post. McLean additionally reported that trustees had also expressed some concern over the digging up and holding the contents reveal ceremony on Independence Day, as they feared that too many people would be out of town attending other 4th of July activities, and that some weekend dates in June were discussed, although at the end of June would be available. Members in attendance decided that it would be a good thing to dig up the 50-year time capsule ahead of time and then host the reveal ceremony on American Flag Day, Sunday, June 14th, along with hosting the annual American Flag Retirement Ceremony, and to make the event into part of the 250th anniversary birthday celebration of the United States. Bill McLean noted that he will attend the 7 p.m. Monday, April 6th, Village of Sydney Board of Trustees meeting to get approval from the board to have that event on Sunday, June 14th. Moving on, trustees at their March 2nd meeting noted that they would be open to purchasing the land for sale across from the Casey's General Store for the Sydney Veterans Memorial, but board members in attendance responded, absolutely not. Greg Dillman reported that the Autumn Fields in Savoy will not be hosting any veterans' breakfasts until April. Finance Officer Susan Mantell and Bill McLean reported that they both have post 433 debit cards, which they use to do post financial business. The American Legion will hold their next monthly meeting on March 26th, and that concludes our reading of the coverage of Sydney American Legion Post's recent meeting. Next up, we have a very interesting item regarding the Illinois Extension's new efforts to develop a local hygiene pantry. University of Illinois Extension is proud to host a hygiene product donation drive in support of the Hygiene Pantry of Champaign County. The hygiene drive runs throughout the entire month of April, April 1st to April 30th. Community members are invited to donate various different hygiene products towards this effort. The Hygiene Pantry was founded to address the rising costs of basic care items. The pantry provides free hygiene essentials to individuals and families in our community who may have difficulty affording these products. In hosting this drive, Illinois Extension hopes to ensure that community members have access to essential hygiene items that support health, personal dignity, and well-being. Donations can be dropped off at the Champaign County Extension Office at 801 North Country Fair Drive, Suite D in Champaign. Donations can be dropped off Monday through Friday between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. Items most importantly needed include feminine hygiene products, pads, tampons, menstrual cups, and period underwear. Incontinence products, such as adult diapers, bladder pads, mattress protector pads, and flushable wipes. Hair care items needed include shampoo, conditioner, hair brushes, combs, hair ties, and styling products. Baby care items are always important, and they include soap, whether it's in a bar or a liquid, shaving cream, razors, face lotions, towels, and deodorant. Dental hygiene products that are needed include mouthwash, dental floss, toothpaste, and toothbrushes. And first aid items, of course, always include gauze, bandages, rubbing alcohol, hydrogen peroxide, cotton swabs, and cotton balls. And also needed are household items, including hand soap, paper towels, tissues, toilet paper, cleaning supplies, laundry detergent, and dryer sheets. Please note that any donated items should be unused, unopened, or individually wrapped for hygiene products. For more information about this new hygiene pantry, please contact Tracy Bowden at tbowden@illinois.edu. And that T. Bowden is all one word, spelled T-B-O-W-D-E-N at illinois.edu. Or you can contact Vanessa Jones at vjjones@illinois.edu. Next up, runners are invited to hit the road and earn some medals in the new I-74 Challenge. Runners can now take It's a Tour across the state of Illinois with the launch of a new partnership between Christie Clinic Illinois Race Weekend, the Steamboat Classic, presented by PNC in Peoria, and the TBK Bank Quad Cities Marathon. The I-74 Challenge allows runners to hit the road by competing in three classic Midwestern race weekends in one calendar year. In recognition of their journey, they'll receive an additional finisher award, a commemorative coaster featuring the challenge logo. Those interested can register with each individual event or sign up for all three in a single transaction on a special, recently launched webpage registration page. There is no additional cost to take part in the I-74 Challenge. Runners can choose any distance offered at the events, allowing for a customizable experience for runners of all levels and abilities. The I-74 Challenge Finisher Award will be given at the TBK Bank Quad Cities Marathon Weekend, which is the final race of the challenge. The challenge officially kicks off this year, and runners must complete one event from each of the 2026 race weekends to be eligible. The road trip starts at the Christie Clinic Illinois Race Weekend in Champaign-Urbana and Savoy on April 23rd through the 25th. The Christie Clinic Marathon features a 1 mile, a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, a full marathon, a youth run, and a series of multi-event challenges. Next up, participants will head to Peoria for the world's fastest 4 mile race and Illinois' toughest 15K at the Steamboat Classic, presented by PNC Bank on June 6th. Their last stop will be Moline, Illinois, at the TBK Bank Quad Cities Marathon on September 26th and 27th. This features a 1 mile, a 5K, a 10K, a half marathon, a full marathon, a five-person relay, and a kids' micro marathon. All along Interstate 74, you'll find some of the most beloved and well-produced running events in the country, and we're excited to partner with our friends and endurance events colleagues for this new challenge, said Jan Seeley, director of Christie Clinic Illinois Race Weekend. As participation in running events surges, we hope the I-74 Challenge will help runners discover new events and be rewarded for the continued support of our races. Having the opportunity to offer the I-74 Challenge along the sides of Illinois Christie Clinic Race Weekend and the TBK Quad Cities Marathon is an absolute honor. This stretch of interstate already provides the running and walking community with three amazing events, and this I-74 Challenge will be an opportunity to celebrate our accomplishments and with new memories across the state of Illinois. This concludes our reading of the March 25th edition of Southern Champaign County Today. My name is Lori Talkington for the Illinois Radio Reader, and I invite you to join us again next week.